The federal government is inviting Newmarket businesses to partake in this year's Canada Summer Jobs Program by January 25. The annual program aims to create 100,000 full-time summer job opportunities for youth aged 15 to 30, a 40% increase from pre-pandemic targets. The initiative offers subsidies for not-for-profits and small businesses that hire youth for the summer. Newmarket Aurora MP Tony Van Bynen said the opportunities for youth were more restricted last year, and expanding them will provide a needed boost for employers. "It's important that we restart the economy," Van Bynen said. "There are a lot of businesses that have suffered a lot of setbacks. And hopefully, that will help them recover some of the ground that's been lost over the past 12 to 18 months." Van Bynen said last year, the program provided for about 649 jobs and $2.4 million in total for the riding. The funding allocation for the riding this year has not been determined, but Van Bynen said they hope to get as broad a coverage for jobs as possible. "To build a more resilient and inclusive labor market, we need to equip young Canadians with the skills they need to succeed, while also helping them overcome systemic barriers," Minister for Women and Gender Equality and Youth Marcy Ien said. "I look forward to seeing these opportunities come to life." The program allows for ridings to prioritize different jobs. In Newmarket Aurora, applications focusing on environmental protection, support of women, and community-based organizations will get priority. But all eligible applicants are encouraged to apply. Businesses have faced recently struggles hiring workers amidst the pandemic. Local businesses are looking to governments for support after no new programs were forthcoming after the lockdown measures announced January 3. The province did announce an up to $10,000 grant for businesses impacted January 7. Federally, Van Bynen said there are supports like the local lockdown program providing wage and rent subsidies and a $300 per week worker benefit announced in December. Still, he said the community will get through it and needs to stay resolved. "I feel their frustration. I feel their pain, and I wish I'd be able to make this all go away, but I can't do it. The government can't do it themselves," he said. "We all need to make sure we're committed to the fundamentals of wearing a mask, keeping your distance." Van Bynen said the business community can help support students, in addition to getting the benefits for their summer hiring. "Students are going back to school, and they need the financial support," he said, adding job training is also key. "This is an important role the business community can play. Employers interested in applying can submit applications electronically through an online fillable application or the Grants and Contributions Online Service, GCOS, by January 25.